Oh, yeah.
Oh, darling,
a bit
dude.
Of surfing on the menu this morning. You might have seen on Channel 9 News, Mick Corbett, WA, big wave surfer catching up with Michael Thompson. And he's preparing to surf a 100-foot wave in Portugal. Mick's with us now. Good morning to you, Mick.
How you going?
Mick,
hey, Mick.
First question anyone asks you, are you insane?
I get that a lot. I don't think I am. I think everyone else is insane for not surfing.
Now, I mean, when you hear that you're going to surf a 100-foot wave, there you go, that's pretty tall. But, presumably you don't go from 0 feet to 100. Like, you've been working your way up, right?
Yeah, that's correct. You sort of just progress. Like, when you're surfing, you just keep going bigger and bigger. Then eventually you find yourself out of waves that's like 50 foot. And you go, well, I can go bigger. Where do I go from there? And the next option's Portugal.
Wow, nice. It's incredible. So we've seen you taking out the Oakley Big Wave competition just recently where you won 20 grand, and that was down at the right, which is that off Denmark?
Yeah, that's correct. That's down on the south coast of Western Australia near Denmark. Pretty awesome wave, actually. I still reckon it's the heaviest wave I've ever surfed by far.
It's incredible.
The thing that spun me out about that news report the other night, Mick, was when you were standing next to, I think, was it a 9-story building? And Tomo said, that's the size of what you're going to be surfing?
Yeah, well, it wasn't quite the size, but yeah, it was 10 foot short of it.
So the building wasn't tall enough.
The building was 10 foot shorter.
Yeah, they couldn't make it big enough.
Wow, Mick. Mick.
That is hilarious.
Do you get scared when you're doing it, Mick?
You should.
No, you do, but you're sort of in the zone. Once you get your first wave, you're sort of styling after that, so you just stay in the zone and you just keep going.
We're from different worlds, Mick.
So, Mick, give us a understanding of what kind of training you're doing at the moment to prepare yourself, because obviously there's the underwater stuff which we saw. Give us a rundown.
Yep, so you do a bit of underwater stuff, do a fair bit of swimming, and you just try and keep surfing heaps, just keep your feet in your wax, and then you just got to do a lot of core exercises also. So, but to be honest, I think it's mainly mentality. If you don't have the mentality for it, you could be the fittest human on earth, but you're still not going to survive out there.
Well, I mean, once the wave comes crashing down, and I saw that you build up your strength by holding those weights and stuff, but like you said on the report, you can't prepare for the hustle and bustle and you're being, pushed
tumbled around.
How many times have you been in, underwater and been pushed around and stuff? How many times have you thought you were going to die? Has there been many times?
No, there actually hasn't been many times. There's been a few times where I'm like, oh my God, I'm in a bit of trouble here. But sort of you just wait it out and just wait till you come up, really.
Yeah. So you thinking you're in trouble, that's me thinking it's the
yes,
end.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
But normally, you might get your head up for a quick breath, but there could be another one slamming down on your head again. That would have happened.
Yeah, that's happened before. There's actually been times I was coming up and then I'm just about to get to the surface and I get hit by the next wave and I just get tumbled again.
No way, Mick.
Now, Mick, as we know, nothing happens unless we can see photographic or video evidence of it. Does that mean that somebody has to go out and film you doing this so they're out in this as well?
Well, last time I was there, I had GoPros everywhere, so like I had a GoPro in my mouth and it showed me getting wiped out at the right and like how long I was down there for.
You had a GoPro in your mouth.
Yeah, you've got this thing that you can put in like a mouth guard. It kind of sticks out in front of you. It's just got this thing you bite down on.
Aren't you glad we're about technology? Because back in the day, you would have had a huge big camcorder hanging out of
you. Yes, exactly. Right. My mouth wouldn't be able to fit it.
So, Mick, you got to do it with a team as well. So you get towed out there with a jet ski rider, obviously, and you've got to be pulled in at the very right time to be able to get the sizable wave. How much teamwork does it take to be able to pull off the right thing?
Oh, it takes heaps of teamwork. If you don't have the right teammate, you're not going to get the waves you want. And if you do get the waves and you're in trouble, he's going to have to be able to save you
so you have to know
what he's doing and all that, you know? Mm.
Hey, is there a machine, for you big wave surfers, a washing machine that humans can get in to train for it? You know what I mean? And, just be on spin? Is there something like that exists,
well,
Mick?
If you got hit by a car underneath the water, that'd probably be pretty close to the rest.
You're really selling
Mick,
it, Mick.
Do you want to meet us down at the Swan River? We'll do a funny video for our Facebook.
Yeah, mate.
It'll be hilarious.
Hey, Mick, what about jumping out in the middle of the ocean? That's one of the things that would always grab me, because if you're on the ride out at Denmark or you're out at Cowbomber, you're miles off the coast.
Yep, that's
sharks?
Correct.
Sharks?
Yes. I have seen a big great white at the right before. That was pretty scary. I thought it was a whale, but it actually turned over and it was a shark.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, that's huge.
So, Mick, how far off the coast of Portugal is this break you're going to surf?
It's actually not too far. Like, it literally breaks onto the cliff. So, like, you can walk down the cliffs and you can sit at the bottom of the cliffs and watch these waves come through. It's insane.
So,
it's like a pretty... It's like a big amphitheatre.
So yeah, it could wash you onto the cliffs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay, right, yeah, no worries then.
That'll be fun.
Oh, yeah, no, super.
Yeah, you know,
super.
It's great. It's like, I've survived this, and now, oh, wait, I've got to survive this next thing. And, oh, well, I hope I make it through this.
You're probably safer getting washed up onto the cliffs than getting the inside section.
Yeah, the inside section looks great.
Yeah, because remember there's a whole being hit by a car underwater thing that he has to go through first before he hits the cliffs?
Imagine getting hit by a car for 10 minutes underneath the water. Or you could just get hit by a car once and go onto the cliff.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun.
Wow, Mick.
Mick, one of the things I would imagine, though, in all surfing is there's people that go harder than others. When you're out big wave surfing, there'd be a number of people out there because people follow the swells around the joint. Is there people you see out there and you go, oh, what a pussy?
No, not really. I think there's guys that just go out there. Some guys want the biggest waves and some guys are sort of out there for photos and whatnot. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, we just sort of just start our engine first and everyone sort of looks at you and you just go because they just let you go the first wave of the set, which is pretty awesome for us. But, yeah, everyone sort of, I don't know, there's guys out there that do want it and there's guys out there that are just out there.
And, you know? Mick, from a financial point of view, you talked about the photos. So if you go out and get photos in particular breaks around the world, that's how you kind of earn your living? Is that how it works?
No, I'm actually sparky, but I don't have to go to work. So,
you know, water and electricity really don't mix real well, Mick.
Nah, it's pretty bad.
I guess that's why he doesn't surf when he works.
Yeah.
So yeah, that makes a bit of sense. Mick, you know what? You're super brave. I really hope you take this
survive.
Out. And survive. Yeah, I really do hope you survive.
Yeah, thanks,
Josh. When you're in the water next time, watch out. I'm driving a PT Cruiser.
Underwater, you'll have the top up. Good luck, Mick. Thanks
good
for
luck,
talking
Mick.
To us this morning.
Cheers for that, guys.
It's another world, isn't it? 17 to 8.